Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the Specs, 23 up the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with new friends, Jim Simpson and Pat Hagen. They're founders, co-founders of Crelo, C-R-E-L-O-W.org, which is a matchmaker for tenants of office space right now, right, Jim? Right now for office space, but you're moving into helping people find commercial property, warehouse, industrial, that kind of thing over time.
That's right, Jim. Yep, our plan is to expand nationally in office space and then expand categorically as well. By the way, it's a .com, not a .org.
Did I say .org? I meant to say .com. I don't know why I said .org. Okay, Crelo.com. Check that out, folks. All right, so one of the things that I reported on back in 09, late 08 and 09 and 10 was the disaster, the collapse of commercial property in America. And a lot of it was just because of the stupid accounting rules. You know, a lot of these properties got into trouble with their tenants, I mean with their lenders. The lenders got into trouble and therefore the owners got into trouble. When the properties were fully occupied, paying rent, but because of the mark-to-market rules, it really hurt the industry, and so now, of course, that's been about 7 years now. How's the industry doing these days? How's the commercial, Pat? How's the commercial industry doing these days in America?
Well, I would say in general, it's been doing very well in recent years. It's been very strong in most major markets. All the indicators have been strong. I mean, obviously, you have some markets that have taken a downturn. I mean, Houston's been hit with the, you know, oil and gas has gotten soft, and that's hurt their office.
Well, they live in, not as much as they used to, but the oil patch lives and dies to a large degree by oil.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, you see other indicators. I mean, New York City made some news within the last year. They had their first ever $300 per square foot lease signed down in Manhattan somewhere. And, you know, so in general, the indicators have been positive. I will say, just within the last week, NIOP came out and issued a forecast looking ahead. You know, we've had some pretty soft job market forecasts from the federal government, and that's starting to be reflected in the office market. So NIOP is forecasting a significant softening in office absorption rates for the back half of the year and into the next year. So I think we're going to have to wait and see on that.
Jim, how has teleworking, remote working, how has that impacted the demand for office space? Has it been much? You know, I remember watching interviews after 9/11. I remember watching interviews there was a fire chief was being interviewed, and the interviewer said, you know, when will these buildings be back, you know, back online? And the fire chief said, who would occupy them? And I know a lot of people went home, right? They went home with their laptops and they worked after that from home. And then when they called them to say, hey, your office is ready, they said, nah, I'm good here. What do you think?
I think it's changing dramatically. I think that there's a lot of people trying to figure that out right now. And I think that through the requirements that we see tenants and tenant reps ask for through our website, dictate that open space is a lot more popular now than private office.
Is that going to work? I mean, I know a major company, an amazing brand that everybody would know around the world. I'm not going to say who it is, but they recently exited their family longtime business property and moved across town to an open space type of environment. And it depends on who I talk to. Some of them like it. Some of them don't. What? How's that? Is that a fad? Is that going to make it?
You know, I really don't think it's a fad, but I mean, it does depend on how it's implemented. I mean, open plan designs are great for encouraging collaboration and innovation. It makes it possible to see more people in the same amount of space, so you can save money on your rent.
Right.
The trick is in setting up the space so that there are opportunities for people to get away from the openness and go to a private place for quiet time, for private phone calls. It seems to be that balance. Millennials in particular love the openness, but you have to have ready access at a moment's notice to a private space where those conversations can go offline somewhere private.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've had some of the people that I know who have a lot of those calls, those kinds of conversations, they don't like this because it really inhibits their ability. You know, it's stressful for them because they don't know when they're going to switch from how you doing to let's get this on the record, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it isn't necessarily for every industry. I mean, if your job revolves around taking a lot of inbound calls at unpredictable times, you know, an open plan may not be right for you.
Right.
But where it's particularly good is in creative industries, you know, ad agencies, design firms, things of that, architectural firms. I mean, that's that openness, that's where the magic happens, the collaboration.
Right, right, exactly. So what
Jim,
do you think?
Think?
Go ahead, Jim.
Jim, I think as a small business, it's really important to remember that you live and die by the quality of people that you are able to hire. And talent is everything. They just have to listen to your employees real carefully.
And take care of them. I agree. Well said, Jim. CRELOW.com. CRELOW.com is the website, folks. Check that out. Hey, Jim. Hey, Pat. Will you guys come back?
Sure.
You bet.
We'd love to have you back again. We'll keep us posted on how things are going. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.